We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in on a Friday, June 5th. Second night in a row, we've had storms pretty heavy overnight. Hope everybody okay power-wise this morning?
Boy, did we ever. Unbelievable. Yeah, there was a lightning strike that I think hit my front lawn and got me out of bed about 2 o'clock Yikes. In the morning. It sounded like an explosion. It was just unbelievable. And yeah, there's no better way to wake up in the middle of the night than that, right?
I love thunderstorms. I mean, I like just good regular thunderstorms. I don't need destruction. You know, I don't want anybody to be hurt. I had a boss say one time, you know, sometimes we just have regular thunderstorms, and that's kind of what we've had the last couple of nights. Although our friend Bill Hurlbrink, who's known for doing traffic in Kansas City, noted on his way to work this morning that he almost hit a tree that was in the road. He got out and actually moved the tree across the road so that people could get by. So I know we had some trees down and stuff overnight, and I know there were a lot of people out of power coming in the next yesterday morning and this morning. Yesterday, the storms the night before last, I know we had a couple of tornadoes, like EF0s, but still we had tornadoes in the area. I don't know if this is just now because of the heat. Now that we're in, you know, the mid to high 90s, and this is the kind of stuff that we can just expect overnight. But I hope everybody, the worst time to lose power is when it's going to be 95 degrees outside. So, yeah.
Well, and the worst time,
got your air conditioner.
And the worst time for a thunderstorm to roll through is at 2 o'clock in the morning when, you know, everybody's asleep, nobody's ready for it. And I love the fact, I mean, this is, I'm sure, how people in California deal with earthquakes, where they're like, oh, it was a 4.3. We didn't even get out of bed. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, the very fact that you just blew off an EF0 tornado is like, yeah, you know, it's like just, it was an EF0. I don't do tornadoes. This is my first experience with this stuff. So yeah, I'm getting used to it.
It's funny because there were a lot of questions. I admitted weather geek right here. You know, I grew up in Tornado Alley, and I've seen two tornadoes in person, once when I was a kid and once when I was in my early 20s. And so it's always a little scary when the storms happen overnight, you know, because people are asleep and not everybody, a lot of people get their weather alerts on their phones, and your phones sometimes go on silent overnight, you know, and things like that. It's always scary. I won't go into the details because it's very heady, but there were a couple of people that I follow that work for weather services that were putting out descriptions of how you figure out whether to put tornado warnings out at all, especially overnight. And if you're into that kind of stuff, I can tweet out some of the links because it was really very sciencey, you know, with a lot of graphs and stuff like that, which I totally get into. But it's always a tough call sometimes to decide about that kind of stuff. So hope everybody's doing okay this morning. Again, hope everybody had power. We are in for a scorcher of a weekend. I think high 90s. I think it cools off on Tuesday next week. So I hope everybody is staying cool today. So yesterday afternoon is when the plaza streets reopened on the plaza. And this is the first day I've done the show all week where I'm not just watching a police officer right outside my window with the door closed. Plaza's still closed today, as far as I know. It's the first day that I haven't gone out and just taken a walk in the morning. I think the storms overnight and just kind of a week of this, I just kind of relaxed for a little bit this morning. I was keeping an eye on the protests overnight last night, following stuff online, and it was the first night then where police weren't out on foot, where police were there in their cars down by Mill Creek Park. That seemed to calm things, the fact that police kind of took a more standoffish stance and they stayed in their cars, more just for traffic control, because I know they were sitting in the intersection at one point. It looks like it went pretty late, maybe 11 o'clock last night, I think at one point I heard people on Ward Parkway. But so things not bad overnight. Today is when there is set to be a pretty large protest, but it's going to move to City Hall this time. So if you're in the area of City Hall in Kansas City, 11 o'clock this morning, more than 1,400 people have responded to a Facebook event event page saying they will attend the demonstration on the south steps of City Hall. Community leaders and activists are set to start and speak at 11 a.m. Peaceful protests set from noon until 1 o'clock, and then I believe it may go until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I believe there are protests planned for this afternoon, so just keep that in mind if you're downtown.
Yeah, it's going to be an active weekend on a number of fronts. And you made a good point about the stance of police and how they're reacting to what's going on in the street. You know, not so much here, but what we've seen in other places where it's gotten out of control and it's done so several nights in a row is that there's a change. You look at the way things happen during the day, and we've seen police chiefs and police officers and things like that marching side by side with protesters. And those police officers, when you see those things, there was even one out of Philadelphia yesterday where somebody brought in a basketball goal, a normal one, and set it up. And there were cops and protesters basketball with each other just to kind of lower the volume, lower the tension level. And it worked. But when you see that happen during the day, you see cops in uniform, just in the regular uniform that you would see them walking around in every day. And when you see things happen at night, you see riot gear, you see helmets, you see face masks, and I'm sure that they would say, look, we have to get ready for things to get out of control. Things get out of control at night, so that's why we have to change into that kind of gear, because things are going to be more active and there's going to be a higher level of danger. But it sets off an image. And as you said, last night when they were sitting in their cars, everything was okay.
Right. I don't think we can have a conversation today without talking about what happened in Buffalo and that incident that is being looked into. We're going to talk about it. We're going to play you a report from a reporter out of New York about it as well. But just to describe to you why it is such a story today. You know, we have not talked a lot this week, John and I have not, about some of the other incidents that have happened around the country outside of Kansas City and Minneapolis. There have been others. We've had, we mentioned Kentucky. I believe there was a case in Florida where there has been incidents of alleged police brutality against protesters, including, I think, a knee on a neck in Florida, and a cop got in trouble there. These incidents have happened all week, and we made, kind of a decision about that without talking about it, that we weren't going to talk about all of them all the time. But this video, and I would encourage you to take a look if you can handle, it's pretty graphic. It's a pretty stunning video to see, and it's out of Buffalo, New York. Two Buffalo, New York police officers were seen on video shoving a 75-year-old male protester to the ground and leaving him bleeding on the pavement. Initially, police said that the guy tripped and fell. Well, yes, he did, after he was pushed. It's a pretty violent moment to watch, on video, because I don't know what this protester is doing, but he walks up to an officer. And I don't know if he says something, but he does something that prompts the officer to pretty suddenly push him back.
It looks on the video like he's trying to hand him something, like this 75-year-old man. And we should point out, I mean, this is a 75-year-old guy. He's very tall and thin and almost wispy. And he just walks up. He's not walking up with his hands up or trying to swing on anybody or anything. But it kind of looked like with his right hand, he was trying to hand something to the police officer. And that was the officer who ended up putting his hand in his chest and shoving him backwards. And he fell back, hit his head on the pavement. And as you said, blood started pouring out of his ear.
He is in serious condition. He is stable, but he is in serious condition. He was unable to provide a statement to investigators when it happened, which is an indication to me of the condition that he was in at that point. I mean, I have never been forced to the ground and hit my head on the ground. I would think that would knock you possibly unconscious, which is why you wouldn't be able to give a statement to investigators. We've got a report here that we can play for you that details more of what happened in this incident out of Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, this is from WKBW-TV.
New this morning, two Buffalo police officers have been suspended after disturbing video showed officers pushing a 75-year-old man to the ground and leaving him there bleeding. It's really hard to watch. This happened during a protest against police. The man is knocked down by two officers and several others walk right past him without helping. He's in serious condition in the hospital this morning. A spokesman for the police department initially said the man had tripped, but opened an investigation after seeing the video you just saw. The New York Civil Liberties Union released a statement overnight saying, in part, quote, city leaders need to take this as a wake-up call and seriously address the police violence. Governor Cuomo called the incident, quote, wholly unjustified and utterly disgraceful. He went on to say, quote, police officers must enforce, not abuse, the law.
And that, again, was from WKBW TV Channel 7 up in Buffalo. And there are a couple of other things to note about that video. One of them is that as the man is shoved backwards, the officer who shoved him does not stop. He just walks by.
Yeah.
And there is another officer who's standing just to his right who initially starts to kneel down next to him. It looks like to maybe kind of check on him or something.
And
the officer behind him grabs him by the back of his vest and pulls him back up and says and points toward the oncoming crowd. So as one of the officers, and it's noteworthy that somebody did try to stop to help, he was pulled up by one of his fellow officers and given the kind of, no, we need to go that way.
Okay, so the Erie County Prosecutor's Office, District Attorney's Office, is going to look into it and see. My first reaction when I see something like this is, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, what is going through the mind of an officer at that, especially this week, right? I mean, especially since last Memorial Day, a week ago Monday when George Floyd was killed. At this time where officers are under higher scrutiny, you know, and we're talking about this more, and we're talking about police needing to control themselves more when they're out in situations like that. And I got to tell you, I have watched it on the plaza where police officers that are standing guard, you know, around Mill Creek Park are standing there, you know, stone cold, being yelled at incessantly by protesters, and they just don't react, which is, I think, what you're supposed to do. You know, you're supposed to be able to handle being yelled at and just controlling yourself. If you're these officers, and I'm going to point out, you know, the three, the one that pushed him, the one that tried to help, and the one that pulled the guy off that was trying to help. What is going through your head?
I would love to give a decent answer to that. There isn't one. As Andrew Cuomo said, it's inexcusable. I mean, you watch what goes on there. And this isn't, I mean, I want to point out again, as this 75-year-old, I don't know what an aggressive 75-year-old man would look like, but as he walked up, and he did walk up slowly, and he wasn't aggressive in any way.
No.
It was just as almost gentle as you could imagine somebody being, and to see him greeted with that. And there's, I mean, I know a little bit about this. I'm not going to go too far into it, but there is a history there, not with this guy, but just with Buffalo police in general. I mean, there have been some really horrifying incidents over the years where they have overstepped and people have wound up very seriously injured or killed.
So we can talk about this a little bit more coming after the break. If you can handle it, I would encourage you to take a look at the video. KMBZ Radio just tweeted it out, and I retweeted it as well so that you can. It's very quick. It's probably maybe a minute, maybe not even. But it's tough to watch. I mean, a frail man walks up to a police officer who puts his hand on his chest and then pushes him back and he hits his head on the ground. So just be ready for that. We can have a conversation about what should happen to these three officers and each of their roles here, because the district attorney's office is looking at it and what, because you're kind of talking about two things. You're talking about criminal charges potentially and within the department, what should happen.
And as we heard in that video from Channel 7, two of the officers have already been suspended. So whether they end up back on the force at all or not remains to be seen. But some action is already being taken. And this is something that just happened yesterday. So as time goes on, I'm sure we're going to see a lot more action out of this in terms of the city's response to it. And I mean, when you have the governor of New York weighing in and telling you need to clean this up, then that puts a little added pressure on them to do exactly that.
Our phone number here, 576-7798. If you would like to text the show, you can do so by texting 913-576-7798. And we'll get to more of your responses coming up after a break. It's 1017 here on KMBZ. It is 10:23 here on KMBZ. If you are on hold, we'll get to you here in just a second. We're talking about this story out of Buffalo, New York. There is a video out. You can find it at KMBZ Radio on Twitter. If you just Google it, you'll find it pretty quickly out of Buffalo, New York. And I'm going to describe to you, because John and I both rewatched it during the break, about what happened here. So you have a 75-year-old man who is a tall white guy. And some of you want us to point out the race, fine. If it matters, we'll point that out.
Sure,
he's a tall white guy. And not built. I mean, he's, as you described, kind of wispy, you know, just 75-year-old guy who walks up to a police officer. As police officers are walking down the street, he approaches a police officer. And I'm going to point out, as we just rewatched it, that the guy, the 75-year-old guy, has a helmet in his left hand and his cell phone in his right hand. So for those who think he pushed an officer, he couldn't have, because he had something in both hands. So he goes up and walks up to a police officer, either to hand him something or to talk to him, and then he is pushed.
Yes, and it is a cell phone. Yeah, the cell phone that's in his right hand is what I initially thought. See, this is why you have to be careful about watching these clips, because I've seen three different versions of it now that all start at different areas. And the one that I most recently watched was the one where it shows the entire affair, where he takes a couple of steps forward as the police are advancing down the sidewalk the other way. And that one much more clearly shows that it's a cell phone in his right hand. And it looks like he's filming initially, but then kind of takes the phone down. And it's impossible to see, because you can't hear what they're saying to each other. So I have no idea if one of them asked him for the phone and he started to hand it forward or what. But whatever it was that happened there, that's what ended with him taking that hand to the chest that shoved him backwards, and he fell back, presumably hitting his head on the concrete, because blood immediately started coming out of his ear. And as you said, he's in serious condition right now behind all of this, and there was absolutely no reason for it.
So we're asking, again, the district attorney's office is investigating what happened here. Two officers have already been suspended. There were more than two involved in this incident, so we'll see what happens here. What do you think? We've gotten some really opinionated texts that we can read here in just a couple of minutes, but we'll go to the phones first. Let's go to Platte City first and get Jacob on the line with us on a Friday. Hey, Jacob, thanks for calling.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
I need to go watch the video. I'm kind of going off what you guys just said, because I've been at work. So. But from what you described after you guys said you watched another one there, you kind of got to remember that police right now do have a target painted on them, and they're on edge. So if you were to come in and off, and don't think I'm condoning or anything like that. I haven't seen the video, but they're on edge. They're very defensive, and unfortunately, like I was telling Kent, it was kind of a side conversation. Right now is a bad time to be a police officer, because you're going to any situation like that, you're going to second guess yourself on what to do, and it could get you killed. Because you might be afraid, you get attacked, and you're afraid to use force just out of causing more of this chaos, and then next thing you know, you're hurt.
But this is such a needless use of force. This particular case, I know what you're saying about people being on edge, but if you can't handle that and still assess a situation for what it is, you shouldn't be a cop.
No, and it's like I said, I mean, I need to watch the video to kind of get a better idea, but I'm just kind of going off what you guys are saying. But
yep, yeah, check it out. Really do. I mean, that's the best way to do it, is educate yourself about it and watch the video for yourself and see what you think about this situation.
But yeah, but I mean, I was just kind of giving a little insight onto the whole him having a what we perceive as a weapon thing. But I mean, like I said, I'm not going one way or the other on whether that was right or wrong or not.
Yep, I got you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jacob, for the call. We appreciate it. Why don't we take one more here before we go to news? Yeah, that's all right. We'll go to Leawood next and get Larry on the line with us. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling.
Hi there. Hi.
Hey, Larry.
I will be brief.
Go ahead.
The administration and the police departments are more responsible for what's happening than the policemen. Not a normal person is a policeman. The man that killed George Floyd was obviously a murderer. And I don't understand why we don't look back at administration who continues to put a dangerous officer on the street when he has previous violations on his record. Who is doing something about that? And why are we allowing administration to continually revolve dangerous policemen, and I hate to use the term policemen because they're just dangerous people, back on the street.
Yeah, that is the number one police reform that people are calling for, is the idea that even when a police officer does cross the line so egregiously throughout the course of his career that he ends up getting fired from a particular department, he just goes to a department across town and gets hired on there. And it's happened over and over and over again with police that end up on the wrong side of videotapes like this one.
If you have a traffic ticket in Leawood, they'll know about it in Missouri. Why can't they track police the same way?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You're well put.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Larry, for the call. We have several of you on hold. Just hang on here through the news, and we'll get to you coming up after the break. Again, 576-7798. If you want to see the video, it's at KMBZ Radio on Twitter. I would encourage you, keep in mind it's graphic, but I would encourage you to look at the video so you can see exactly what's going on and what we're talking about here. 10:34 here on a Friday on KMBZ, talking about the story out of Buffalo, New York, where a 75-year-old man who is taking part in a protest in which Buffalo police officers are walking down the street. 75-year-old guy has a helmet in his left hand and a phone in his right hand, approaches an officer. We don't have audio, so we don't know exactly what he said, but he approaches an officer, and then an officer next to that one puts his hand up and pushes this guy down. So 75-year-old man falls, hits his head, and he is now in serious but stable condition. Two officers have been suspended, and the district attorney's office is looking into it.
Yeah, and we've watched the video several times, and it doesn't get any better. In fact, it just gets worse the more often you watch it. We're going to go back to the phones. If you want to get in on this, 576-7798, you can text in at 913-576-7798. And it looks like we have Gene and Shawnee up next with us. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Grayson, welcome.
One of us.
Well, welcome to the steam bath in Kansas City, not St. Louis now.
Yeah, no kidding. Yes, it's only slightly different.
Yeah. I've got, I mentioned to the guy that took my call, I've got a Class A, and I'm a truck driver, and the rules say, you know, Grayson, you get a ticket, and you're driving 10 over, and I get a ticket, and I get pulled over, I've got a Class A, my slap on the wrist is going to be a lot worse than what yours is. And so translating that over to the officers, you're supposed to be an example for our society and also a protector of our society. So, you know, if they get convicted of something that we would do, they should get just a slap a little bit harder and start respecting your fellow man a little bit more. This guy's, you know, an older gentleman, and when that officer pushed him the way he did, that's vicious. That's like pushing, you know, grandma going across a, you know, crosswalk, pushing her aside because you wanted to get across there before she did. You know,
I just
don't think it's, you know, they need to be held accountable on a higher standard, especially when it comes to charges. You know, if they commit a crime in the aspect of brutality, or, you know, killing Mr. Floyd, he didn't deserve that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go so far as to say a higher standard. I'd be happy if they were held to the same standard.
Right. Yeah. True. Because the last few convictions on a lot of that, they didn't get nothing. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's crazy. And I appreciate you guys taking my call. I just want peace and love with everybody. I mean, my fellow man, I've got some black friends. I've got some Mexican friends. I've got a lot of mix of race, and I love them all. I support them all. And I'd always have their back. And I don't know why our society has to be so, whether it be in law enforcement or in general, has to be so racist. We all got to live together. And peace and love to you guys. I thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Gene. Thanks.
No, thanks for calling. It's really funny to be watching the text line as we're having this conversation. Somebody initially said, you know, why are you talking about this? Because there's no other side to be on here. You said earlier in the week.
Yeah.
It's a news story if there's only one side to it, and it becomes more of a talk topic if there are things to debate. And I know, and some of you were thinking, what other side is there here? I wish I could show you what some of you were saying on the text line. One of the first texts we got was, if you push police, you take what you get. You know, if you push back against police, you get whatever's coming to you.
Well, in its own way, you could make a case that if he had walked up and put his hands on one of the officers in that video, that they could have arrested him for that. You wouldn't want to shove somebody down and backwards and put him in the hospital, but you could be arrested for that. If you put your hands on a police officer, you can be arrested. But then again, goes back to the same standard. If you put your hands on me or on Jamie and we don't want you to, you can go to jail for that. Again, it's about holding people to the same standard. So, but he didn't. And that's the point, is that he didn't do that. That didn't happen in this video. What did happen is that an officer put his hands on him, shoved him, put his hand in his chest, gave him a shove, and knocked him backwards and sent him to the hospital.
The officer snapped. Whatever reason, the officer snapped. And I'm sorry, you don't get to do that. You know, like John said, if he was breaking a law, you arrest him. You don't use physical violence against him. That's what we've been talking about here for the last week and a half with these protests, is police brutality, and that's exactly what we just saw.
And if there is a different standard, it speaks to the victim in this case, not necessarily who the perpetrator was. Whether the perpetrator was a police officer or not, it doesn't matter. Because I don't know if New York has one, I'd have to look up, or whether Erie County or Buffalo proper has one. But there are state laws in several states that deal with elder abuse. And the fact that this guy was 75 years old matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, not a threat, I think, is the... Now, we don't know what was said, right? But either way, you don't push the guy back. You know, he's surrounded by police officers, for crying out loud. I mean, if the guy was a threat, you've got five or six officers there that can somehow contain the threat. You don't need to push him down in order to be able to handle that. We'll go back to the phones here, go to South Kansas City next, and get Tino on the line with us on a Friday. Hi there.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for doing the show. This is people, I think people are finally waking up. I was just telling the guy that received the phone that we have a lot of bad cops, and people don't realize it might be just 1%, but those bad cops are giving the good cops, and I have many friends that are police officers, and they're good cops. They will not do the things that are being done in the last couple of months, and hold them to the standard. They make a crime, put them in jail, charge them. Just like if I would have done it, a human, a citizen, and go run that. But I don't know why people still keep it, I think they call it the code of silence blue. Well, if I'm a police officer and I see you doing something wrong, I don't say anything, because then I would get a backlash from all the department. And that has to stop, this violence and the killing. And 75 years old. Oh, my God. And he's just getting out of hand. Thank you, bringing up the show, sir.
Thank you very much for the telephone
call.
And that 1% number is an interesting one, because when you compare it to the population at large, roughly 1%, it's actually a little bit less than that, of people in the United States are in prison. So in the same way that what he said about, 1% of the police officers, you know, it's not fair, but they do tend to give the rest of them a bad name, because those are the ones that we see and those are the ones that we talk about. But those percentages, I would say, are probably about accurate, that 99% of the cops you ever have to deal with, most of my interactions, few as there have been with police officers, have been great. And about 1% of them have been really bad. And not this bad, but I have had guys that were just over the top and had to deal with them. So if it's 1%, well, 1% of the population at large is bad and is in prison because of it. So you have, I mean, if those percentages carry through, then you're going to have those guys. But accountability is the difference, because the 1% of the population that's bad goes to prison. The 1% of police officers that overstep tend not to.
Get more jobs. Just stay on the job and are given the ability to do it again, which is part of what we're talking about. Later in the show, when we got a little more time, we can talk about some of the reforms that Mayor Quentin Lucas has talked about. Yesterday, the police board met, and he announced a ton of ways that they want to change how things work in the police department, including more oversight whenever there is some kind of shooting or a complaint about police brutality. So we can talk about that a little bit later in the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.